So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog, bringing you the Startup News Germany for December 2019. This recording was done already on December 18th, 2019. There are very simple reasons for this. One of them, it's my first day off of my Christmas vacation. But once again, I do have Christian with me, who is awake more than 33 hours because he made a crazy ass trip through Asia and Middle America, right, Chris?
Yes, but back from Seoul via Mexico City, now in New York City. And yeah, so ready to stumble through this month's news.
Awesome. We try our best not to stumble. Okay, if you are new to our podcast, we are wrapping up the startup news of the German-speaking area in a monthly recording from Frankfurt and New York. Have a look at our website, www.startuprate.io or www.startup.radio, and you'll find all the links to our recordings and the articles we are quoting from there. Some of the sources are in English, some of them are in German. There are links where you can find Chris and me, as well as our video interviews enabler. This recording was made possible by Hessen Trade and Invest. Learn more about our enabler at www.invest-in-hessen.com. There's another hint about that. Together with our enabler, we are running a podcast called Tech Startups Germany, which will focus on startups at the Series A stage or even more mature. You'll find all the news we produce for this podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/startupradio. This podcast is available directly on your device as audio and video podcast. Yes, startupradio makes the first downloadable video podcast. Find all options to subscribe down here and be one of the almost 2,000 people who already described in less than a month it is available. Housekeeping, time to brag. We already made 155,000 unique listeners this year and still counting. We're now having a major marketing campaign going on, which may lead up to 170,000 people listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Deezer, and TuneIn. For others, we don't have any statistics yet. Think like Google Podcasts. You'll also find here the links to subscribe to our FinTech Germany, Security Sutra, Deep Tech Germany, and BlockTech Germany, all by StartupRate.io. Why did we do the recording on the 18th? Besides the fact that Chris was available from his crazy ass trip and me, my first day of vacation. We are trying to bring you coverage of the German startup scene, as well as make you familiar with some of the customs here in Germany. So now here's a 2-minute tangent. This recording was done on December 18th, 2019. All news we collected afterwards will make it into general recording. Tangent. Keep in mind, this is pretty early in the month for us, but Germany is in great parts shut down between Christmas and New Year's Eve. In some states like Bavaria or Baden-Württemberg, even until January 6th, which is their bank holiday. In many companies, you get off 24th of December, where in Germany, Christmas is celebrated and presents are handed over in the evening, either by St. Nicholas or Christkind. Most stores on the 24th will only be open until 2 p.m., and days like December 25th and 26th are bank holidays. Germany is basically almost completely shut down. Businesses usually use the time between Christmas and New Year to prepare their annual accounts. So we expect not too many news we will miss here. Neither should you. Germans call this time in between the years. Since 1648 and 1871, your religion depended on the religion of your ruler, think count, duke, or king, either Catholic or a variant of Lutheranism, Calvinists or Lutherans, which are called Protestants in German. And with your religion, you had a specific calendar, somewhere between 360 and 365 days. So between Christmas and January 6th, all years ended and the new one started. If you're curious, have a look here at the Wikipedia article, which is available in German only. Whew, that was a lot from me. And now...
Yeah, I said I did not know that. I did not know where this in between the years comes from. But on my trip, I met a guy in Mexico who told me that he is fighting for a new kind of calendar altogether. And the group he belongs to fights for a calendar that is made out of 13 months instead of 12. And each month would then have 28 days. So that would add up to 364, and then there would be one extra day per year. And we would get rid of all the like 30, 31, 28 days nonsense. And after 5 minutes, he had me on board. It was very interesting. Basically, they are arguing that 28 days is the lunar cycle. It's also the female cycle. And 13 is also the number of the divine feminine. And also, if you look at turtles, for example, they always have 13 little shell parts. So I found that very interesting. And you can look that up under 13months28days.info, which is 13months28days.info. I found that very fascinating. Anyway, ecosystem. This time we found more interesting news on the ecosystem. Maybe it will help you to form your personal forecast on how the German startup scene might develop in 2020. Next time we'll bring you much more news about individual companies again. But let's start with this. Germany leads the way as banks might embrace crypto. So Handelsblatt, the German equivalent to the Financial Times maybe, wrote that next year, Germany is very likely to accept a law that will make it possible for institutional banks to offer crypto services, including big Bitcoin custodial wallets. Handelsblatt reported the news earlier this week. This would make Germany the first major European country to embrace cryptocurrencies at an institutional level, and likely more countries would follow because the Germans have been the leading force behind the European economy for decades. Can I ask you, I want to ask you something about this here. What is your current opinion about the state of Bitcoin in Germany? What is your impression?
Well, Bitcoin is like, it has similarities to like stock trading in the early 20th century, late 19th century, with a lot of Telegram groups going on, like pump and dump, insider trading, totally worthless companies floating their ICOs. So I do believe it's now shaking out pretty quick, but not too sure if Bitcoin actually will replace money, if some kind of cryptocurrency will replace money. But I do believe that something like the, let's call it the IT backbone in terms of banking system, central bank, banking money, will most likely be based on some type of cryptography in the next decade.
So there will be some, like, okay, you're a more optimistic outlook for B2B, maybe less so for B2C. Something else which already is more than a trend is e-commerce in Germany. There was a new number saying that e-commerce in our home country will rise to 68 billion euros in 2019. This is somewhere in the space of the GDP of a country like Afghanistan, Cambodia, or Bahrain. And in that article, we have in our show notes...
No problem. Let's talk about neobanks. You may remember that is a StartupRate.io tradition to have a fintech review recording done. We already did this, and there's a lot of discussion on neobanks. One of the articles we had there is from, let me quickly check the source, Sifted, I do believe. Yes, sifted.eu, which is a subsidiary of Financial Times. We take a look at the UK since they are a little bit ahead in the new banking wave. New banks are currently looking like they're not winning, writes Sifted. What does this indication mean for German challengers? The Sifted article quotes some research saying, that's from the article, traditional banks, Nationwide Building Society, HSBC and NatWest still have the highest net switching gains. Contrary to media hype, people aren't leaving Barclays for Monzo. Most are leaving to go to Nationwide or HSBC. Indeed, Nationwide saw more net gains than Monzo and Starling combined, showing the big banks have still got it. Nonetheless, the two digital banks came in fourth and fifth, respectively, for net gains. To their credit, they've overtaken several big banks like Lloyds and RBS, who are losing current account customers. Overall, Monzo also trades just behind HSBC for net gains and could well overtake it in the coming quarter. Metro Bank, the brick-and-mortar challenger bank that faced accounting issues earlier this year, did not provide their switching data. And as we've been talking about UK, Monzo and Starling are the challenger banks. Have a look here at the FinTech Review we discussed. And again, this was published, the FinTech Review, on 25th of December. And now getting back to Christian again.
Sifted also has another list about Europe's top angel investors, which includes a couple of German mentions. For example, the Delivery Hero co-founders Kolja and Lukas, as well as the CEOs of Circ and Team Europe. More about that in the show notes. And there was a global ranking of fintech hubs that caught our attention. Called the Global FinTech Index, with 230 cities across 65 countries. And four out of them are German. Munich on 49, Hamburg 43, Frankfurt 39, and Berlin in 9th place. Back to you.
Good thing is they made it into the top 50. In case of Berlin, even top 10. Not too sure how much this is focused on B2B or B2C, but I do believe Frankfurt will gain some spots there. Let me quickly check the script. Oh yeah, the car subscription services are right now really burning hot, red hot burning in Germany amongst startups, investors and corporates. Deutsche Startups list a few active, and we have a list for you, like Kaminga, Carvolution, We Are Cluno, Drive, Fahren, Finn, Vive la Car, and Like to Drive. And the top companies in the Midas list Europe 2019 by Forbes includes Delivery Hero from Germany. Congratulations. Let me quickly jump into the hubs and Frankfurt Rhein Main. Inoplexus is the Google of pharma, writes Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. Something like the Frankfurt version of New York Times, I would say. They are headquartered close to Frankfurt in Eschborn and raised 35 million euros already, with plans to raise another 40 million euros venture capital in the next month. Plus, they are looking at a potential IPO. The Kerala startup Mission has tied up with leading German incubator Mindstage from Frankfurt, helping incubated firms to gain access to the European market. And the Darmstadt-based drone startup Wingcopter raises millions from investor from Singapore, writes Station Frankfurt. And for Munich, back to Chris.
Excel invests in Munich-based fintech Personio, likely around 50 million euros, reports Deutsche Startups. And the Munich-based German startup Sono Motors has just radically changed its financing strategy. Instead of relying on strategic investors, Sono will now increase its focus on crowdfunding. They are part of the e-mobility and solar space in Munich. which makes us move on to our company section. We start with a new fintech unicorn in Germany. And it is the first insurtech unicorn, to be precise, Omers Ventures, Miriam Chrysalis, Samsung Catalyst, and others invested $110 million venture capital in the Berlin-based WeFox, valuing this fintech likely beyond $1 billion, because investments in WeFox now total $270 million. More about that can be read at deutschestartups.de. And WeFox does, for example, insurance, and helps insurance companies to be safer, but also offers insurances for your household and in Germany and online, and it helps insurance brokers to with their customer relationship management.
Related to this, there was a study from Barco Consulting based on their own proprietary database quoted by Finance Forward. It says half of VC investments in German fintechs go to a selected group of startups. That group included in 2019 and 26, in 2018 and 26, in 2019 Friday, Creditech in 2017, WeFox in 2019, and it will be even more with the news ahead. Raisin, Weltsparen, keep in mind that's the fintech who bought a bank. Deposit Solutions, also known as Zinspilot, Creditech in 2015, Solaris Bank in 2018, and Smava in 2018. That is not too many, that's just 10 big investments. Taking your most favorite topic, right, Chris?
Yes, that means we're not at our or in our Rocket Internet corner. This time, quite a big news comes from what used to be partnership between Rocket Internet and United Internet, because both companies are now dissolving their cross shareholding worth around €250 million, actually. So both companies communicated that there would be no more strategic value for the respective other companies' shares in it. So the money we're talking about is around €241 million. Rocket Internet wants to buy this package back. You can find more about United Internet, which is a telecom communications company, in Wikipedia. We also have a link about that in our show notes. And that already concludes our little Rocket Internet corner. And let me move on to rather sad news, because the Berlin-based startup Whisker, which did Germany's very first ICO, has to file for insolvency. Whisker was a startup that offered shopping in the Instagram look, but at the end of November, it lost money. It had burned all the money it had. So more about that can be read at Gründerszene.de, a German startup website that I also usually contribute to. Just a little disclaimer here. Back to you.
I always get the startups with the fancy names. Monoki, the online furniture stores, appears to be in trouble. Clients complained they paid for goods but never received any. The website is refurbishing since September. Now first clients get the goods. The thing is, Monoki is a Berlin-based company and has been two times in insolvency proceedings. 2018, they withdrew the application for the insolvency proceedings, and then they had to file again. In March, it was sold to the Berlin-based businessman Alexander Seiler, and his Luma Landgruppe for 7 digits, and then weeks been passed where business continued, and now they appear to have active business shut down and just working on the backlog of the finished orders. So have that said, back to you, Chris.
Osterus, which is an HR tech startup from Germany, might be rather unknown to a lot of our listeners. It even was to me up until the research for today's episode. But the founders of N26, Lieferando, and AnyDesk have already invested. More about that can be found in the show notes. In the show notes article, it also says that the company does not yet make money with his HR offering. Basically, the idea is to analyze CVs in a faster manner and therefore make HR work more efficient. I'll take on another one. Ex-Apple engineers cook up cheaper, more powerful tech for self-driving cars. Porsche already invested in that. More about that in the show notes. Back to you.
Oh, I'll wrap it up easily. PriceFX closes Series B at €48 million with eyes on UX expansion and potential acquisitions. Writes tech.eu, and I'll now go and decorate the Christmas tree with my family and have a Glühwein with my wife. If you want to know more about Glühwein, have a look at our show notes. Chris, was just a pleasure having you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and don't get lost in New York, which is currently not so cold, right?
No, I think we're around 30 degrees, probably 35. I'm not going to comment on you decorating the tree on the, what is the 18th? I think it's way too early. So that's my comment. But I also wish you Merry Christmas and your family. And I'm looking forward to more shenanigans in the future.
Well, it may be a little bit too early, but it has personal and logistical reasons. But actually, I do like the Christmas tree a lot. What I took from my time in the US is when there is Thanksgiving, you can start with a Christmas decoration. So we also do like the Friday after the American Thanksgiving. We start here in Germany. I do a Christmas Thanksgiving turkey. And then we bake German Christmas cookies, Plätzchen. And at this time, we already have the Christmas decoration up and running. And actually, from this time then until today, we had a plastic Christmas tree fully decorated in our living room. Now, what you say about that?
Nothing. I am out of words.
Love you too. Looking forward to work together with you in 2020 again. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.